brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The best way to find Edna Lane Brown's blog is just type in Quest for a Fair Trial. That's why the media won't link to it. And you can find out all the basics there. Quest for a Fair Trial. Edna Lane Brown, it'll come up. We'll get all the links up. They're already going up. All the latest at PrisonPlanet.com. For those that don't know, Pat Grossmith and Kristen Sins have reported for the union leader out of Plainfield, New Hampshire, that the state police turned them back. Union leader correspondent was kept away from the Browns' compound, their house. It's always called a compound. See, they don't want to say home. This is all psychological warfare. Okay? They don't want to say home. They've got to dehumanize that because you'll associate it with your home. See the enemy's crafting. Now, union leader correspondent was kept away from the Browns' compound. See, when they come to kill you, your house is called a compound. I've heard them call apartments compounds by state police, really federal police, they don't know it, who would not say why. Well, we know why. They're going to have a big party, a killing party. Let's pray for the Browns right now, folks, if they haven't already been engaged by the New World Order's forces. Susan Williams, who lives a mile or so away from the Browns on Center of Town Road, said she saw police officers, SWAT team members, a fire truck, ambulance, helicopter, and at least one armored vehicle assembled in a field across from her driveway. We confirmed that an hour ago. Now we are confirming that they have been turned away. They are bare minimum surrounded. Okay? And, again, what do you type into Google to find the blog? The easiest, I've got their blog here in front of me, but what's the best web search for people? Fred Smart, Friends of the Browns?
Actually, Alex, there's another site that a friend just typed in. They have a live video feed on everything going on there. If you'll just take patience here, it's topics, topix.net.
Okay, I'm going to...
Wire.
Tell you what, stop. Don't give it out. Don't give it out. You know why? Because we need to get this feed. We need, guys, get a video camera because we don't have the coupling software. Go to this site. I'm going to get it off there. Folks, don't search it. Don't find it yet. If everybody goes to it, it will crash it just like the feed from New Hampshire with the debates. I'm telling you, that's why I didn't even want to plug it when Luke did the other day, because I knew it would crash it because they were using a free service. Don't give it out. I'm doing this because if we give it out, literally 100,000 people are going to go on it right now. It'll crash and we'll lose the feed. God, I wish I should have got on infrastructure and bought them a server or something. I can't do it all. Let me get my guys in here right now. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Give the address right now to John Harmon, and he's going to IM it over to my crew here. Guys, they're listening a minute delayed on the internet. Hey, guys, let me bang on the wall. I need an intercom in here. We've said that over and over. We haven't done it. I need you guys to get in here and get a video camera on the feed so we can at least document that, and then we can try to rig it up for some type of live stream here off of our servers. I've been trying to get three more big servers because I know this kind of stuff's coming up. But we've got servers right now. We've got some backup servers. I need my IT people to get in here now if they're not busy doing other stuff, and we need to get all this rigged up. We should have had this rigged up before. I'll just give their address out. And folks, should I give the address out and end the link where we don't know what's happening? Or do you want us to have the link? Now everybody's going to spread it all over the web already. It's over. Okay, let me just stop there. When we come back, we will ask him what we're seeing off the live feed. It looks like, thank God, they haven't moved in yet. We will try to find out what's happening there. This is huge. This is all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Edna Lane Brown, falsely charged, robbed by the private Federal Reserve's collection agency, gone through living hell, now facing this. I'm Alex Jones, and we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to try to rig something up as best we can. I don't know if we have the skills to try to get a jump feed off this and re-up it.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have the web address of the live webcam. And it's working well, I'm told. But if we give it out on air, or if you spread it all over the web thinking it's your little secret, you give it to one person, they give it to another, it will go down. Do not watch it. Okay? Or if we've got IT people that know how to grab the signal, that's the only way you should be looking at it, to grab it and put it out on your server or boost it. But if we go after that source, I guarantee you, everybody uses these free services and you get more than 100 people on those webcams, they go down. They had one that could take, what was it, a couple thousand for the RNC. You probably got 10 seconds out of every 30 seconds. We need this. Imagine at Waco if they would have had that. And now we've got the responsibility when something like this happens, we can't go look at it. Now I got cameras set up. They're in there starting to videotape it right now, but we can go to Fred Smart, who's there watching the video blog. I'm going to shut up, Fred. Tell me what you're seeing, what's happening right now on the video cam feed. They are smart. They're in there with some type of wireless cell phone. Now, the feds will learn of this and start jamming it, too. So it's also a catch-24 that we announced that. But whatever, it's war. We're not going to get it all right. I caught myself before we gave the address out, though. Tell us right now, what are you seeing?
Tim, my internet's down, Alex, for some reason. So, Tim,
I heard Tim in the background was watching.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim. Are you looking at it?
Tim, what are you watching?
Well, actually, and I tried to explain this several times. What this is the actual news feed for the Plainfield Wire. And I just emailed the link to Aaron for him to look at. This is the comprehensive news feed for Plainfield, New Hampshire. It has three stories now up. The latest one was about 4 minutes ago about SWAT team's armored vehicle.
I totally misunderstood in all the chat. I thought it was a live webcam.
Alex,
well, somebody said live
Alex
webcam.
It's not a live news feed. It is a recording of their.
No, I understand. Thank you. I understand now. I was told earlier by the other person it was a live feed out of there. I misunderstood. Okay.
I'm sorry, Alex.
It's
no,
all right.
Hey,
this isn't about sorry and anything.
Yes.
We're all frothing here because we don't want them to get killed. And I was, I guess I was hoping that I heard somebody say live webcam out of there, and I hoped, oh, great, they're not dead. There's a live webcam. That's I'm just hoping here, and that's what we do when we care about people, don't want fellow patriots to be overrun by a bunch of criminals. But thank you, sir, for that information. Who else are we talking to there? Who is that, Mr. Smart?
Tim from Chicago.
Okay, so we had Tim on.
Alex.
Yep. Okay, Tim, you got the floor. What do you think's going on here? What do you think we should do?
Well, I co-hosted with Fred and Elaine on their program, and they were talking yesterday when we were on air. They were talking about that there, these various things that we've already spoken about happening. It's obviously it is happening. There's news media. They've blocked the roads. People are not able to go back to their homes. We don't know about this friend, this Reno kid who came up from Texas, who's in his middle 20s. We don't know if he was just prevented by them and the dog escaped and came back home, or if he was actually a plant. We know that they do that. They do have beef cover people. I don't know if Reno was one or not. I have no idea. Either way, he never came back.
It fits big time. Or they may have grabbed him either way. But that's what they do. They sneak off before they raid.
He could be in custody. He could be in custody, right.
He's either a hero or a scoundrel.
Either one, but that's all speculative. What we do know is that they are moving in, what they're going to do, whether they're going to attack, if they're just going to set up a perimeter and basically hold...
Since they're doing the perimeter, it looks like they want to have a big national spectacle. Maybe they want patriots to start the war now. Maybe this is how Bush wants to trigger his martial law. Military Commissions Act.
The Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act, right.
Commissions Act. This is exactly what they said for insurrection or resistance. It's all in the subsections. And the fact that they didn't do just a quick...
Well, Alex, at a certain point, at what point is the line crossed? As patriots, we've always been drawing lines in the sand. And I've said for years, we need to have a line in the concrete. Instead of in the sand, because the sand keeps getting erased, and we step back another, we draw another line, we step back, we draw another line. Where does the line get drawn? You yourself said it. Maybe this is the Alamo for our generation. We don't know. But the fact is that the feds are always pushing, and we're always retreating. If it's the time to make the stand, then it is time to make the stand. And people are going to have to decide on which side they want to be. Just like when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be for liberty and freedom, or are you going to be on the side of the oppressive super state?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, when I state the question, we're here to analyze and flesh this out and look at every angle of it. I'm making the statement, are the feds trying to start and incite a fight? They know people have said they're going to get violent if Ed and Elaine Brown are killed or assaulted. So my question is, why would the feds then want to incite this and want to activate this now on this bizarre date of the start of the Six-Day War? I think that is an interesting point.
It's real simple because, I mean, if you strategize the whole thing out, what if it does do this and then people individually start to take out federal officials around the country? Okay, they're going to declare martial law, and then underneath that, they're going to do house-to-house searches for weaponry.
Which is exactly what Bush has gotten all set up and declared himself dictator back on the 9th of last month, and they funded it, they got it all set up, and this is exactly what they want. But the bottom line is, I want the police and military to know, you're set up if this does activate, if this powder keg gets set off. You are meant to be wiped out. We've seen the globalist plans, we've gotten all the pieces, to later bring in the Mexican and Dutch and Czech Republic troops. Those are public plans, mainstream news, to, quote, deal with American terrorists. You are just as hated as we are by the New World Order, and I just can't believe they can find goons that will go do these type of criminal actions. And I mean, from what we're seeing now...
Alex, they've been raising these goons for the last 30 years in the public schools and creating an economy where people have no choice but to go to work for the Army and get trained in whatever the Army is training people to do, to think, to follow orders, not to think for themselves. That's exactly what's been going on. So it's no problem them getting the manpower. The problem is, or the question is this a workable strategy on their behalf? And I say no. I say that it's just like in Iraq, getting bought down in an insurgency. If they were to create that situation here in this country right now, we've got 2 million firearms in the hands of the people.
Sir, there's 400 million firearms of new manufacture. That means the last 85 years. There's 160 million gun owners. And if 1% is willing to fight, that's 1,600,000 American combatants against the New World Order terror forces.
Alex, you win on the map. That's fine. However many, it's the strategy. If they really think that
Sir, I wasn't trying to win on math. Listen, we got to go to break here in just a moment. Sir, I want to put you on hold. I want to go back and restate all this stuff because it's. This is all very serious. This is about Edna Lane Brown. Let me just re-announce this news for everybody out there. Police assembled by Brown's home. It has been confirmed by the union leader. And it looks like they can handle the bandwidth. Go up there, John, and grab all those audio files, please. And we're also going to air a Fox News piece that we got about 20 minutes ago coming up in the next segment. I appreciate both of our guests that are friends with Ed Brown. Of course, I've interviewed him and know him well, but it's they're in daily contact with him and have co-hosted a show with him. They're on with us. We appreciate both of them. We have links from PrisonPlanet.com to Edna Lane Brown's blog, the true horrors and criminality they went through at the hands of the collection agency of the Federal Reserve. We have the union leader clips we're getting, and we're asking people to go there and try to observe what's happening. And to see specifically what type of military forces, that's what this all is. It's military-trained police and forces arrayed against the people. And you notice the Revolutionary War started in New Hampshire. It started in New Hampshire, ladies and gentlemen, and in Massachusetts. So this is just classic New World Order launching their attack, and they know this has been a big national issue. They've waited 6+ months to do this. They have this is terrible. Union leader correspondent was kept away from the Browns compound by state police, who would not say why. That is confirmed. Susan Williams, who lives a mile or so away from the Browns, let's try to get her on the horn. Call information for Susan Williams, John. I know you're doing 10 things, and in Plainfield, let's try to get her on. Susan Williams, who lives a mile or so away from the Browns on Center of Town Road, said she saw police officers, SWAT team members, and fire truck, ambulance, helicopter at least one armored vehicle assembled in a field across from her driveway at the Browns' home. The Browns answered a telephone call from the Associated Press saying, "This is the Lord's house. This is Sister Elaine and Brother Edward." They said nothing was out of the ordinary at the house. That sounds like the feds have taken it over. That sounds like psychological warfare. At the Browns' home, the Browns answered a telephone call from the AP by saying, "This is the Lord's house. This is Sister Elaine and Brother Edward." They don't talk like that. I know them both, talked to them both, interviewed them both. That's just pure bull. I mean, that is, oh, there's nothing wrong here. Again, lying, military tactics. This is horrible, ladies and gentlemen. Let's pray for them right now. God, please protect them if that's your will. Please help them. Please. Please, please. This is horrible.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
And
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Butch Paul, Genesis reporter. Again, none of this is totally confirmed. We know local news is reporting, WCAX-TV, that they are evacuating homes. State and federal authorities have converged on the home of New Hampshire couple involved in attack standoff. And there is a man named Drew Raines, who I know has been reporting in the past. He's reported to Butch in the past. This is unconfirmed. We pray this is not the case, but we cannot hold this back from you. Butch, tell them what the report is.
Report is the house is on fire, Alex. That's the report I have received. I cannot confirm it. That's the report I received, that the house is on fire. I don't know the extent of this. I'm just so angry now that it's hard to concentrate. But these people,
as a former black ops officer in the Army in Vietnam and in other countries, what is it like for you to see your country turn into this?
Well, being a Air Force sergeant, knowing what I did in Vietnam and what I saw over there, and what I thought I was doing was right, this makes me so angry that I don't get this angry very easily. But these people are patriots. They're fine people standing for the truth, and we're watching them being taken down right now. If the people do not stand up now, America is damned to hell. And I'm a pastor. I'm saying this as clear as I can say it. If we do not stand up now, America is damned, and rightfully so. And so should every person in this nation be damned if we don't stand up right now.
Well, we were talking during the break, and you said it's the saying, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. It's time to stand. There is no other time. We're watching innocent people be taken down one at a time, two or three at a time. Waco, Ruby Ridge, on. When will we say no more? Live or die.
Well, now, you said live free or die. You said during the break, and this is the live free or die state, New Hampshire, where this is happening, I think they picked it for a reason. You know, during the break, I was saying, well, don't you think the feds want us? I mean, obviously.
Of course.
And the feds want to start it now because we're growing, we're rising. You said we're not getting any stronger. Butch, I'm not saying people shouldn't, you know, really stand up against this. My only point is that it's clear they're trying to have a provocation.
Of course, and I understand that, and I do understand that. But we can't let innocent people be taken out while we're trying to build an army. You know, if we don't fend the first, we're going to have a hard time fending the 10th, the 20th, the 30th. It has to be now. It can't be longer. We can't wait any longer in the future. It must be started now. If this were you being attacked, we'd have to do the same thing for you or for me or anybody else. We cannot.
Well, they're smart. They go after the little guys first.
Sure, absolutely.
And then test. This is obviously a testing of the waters. Pastor Butch, I mean, we're here. We see this going on. We know they have evacuated. They're blocking the press. They say they're moving in now. That means it was probably an hour ago. That coincides. Who is this Drew Raines fella, and what specifically did he tell you?
Well, this was a gentleman called a comment that Drew Raines had called him, actually, and this Drew Raines, I understand, is a reporter, kind of an on-the-scenes type guy like you and I. I don't know if he's there right now.
Okay, well, we need people to call in because,
yes,
know, so far the rumor we've been told turned out to be true. I pray this one isn't the case. But let me just read this news article for everybody out there. Authorities converge on Ed and Elaine Brown's home. State and federal authorities have converged on the home of a New Hampshire couple involved in attack standoff. People are being kept several miles away from the center town road in Plainfield where Ed and Elaine Brown live. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? They are being kept several miles away. Look, we just need to call all the local reporters. You call John. My people are calling. Everybody call and ask, is there smoke?
Alex, this is a tactical raid. The same thing happened in Waco. The press held back. Same things happened in hundreds of cases. The press is held back.
And that's what they do. They don't even want to engage them in a firefight. They generally do burn people out with incendiary weapons. It goes on. It says neighbors, including some who have been evacuated, reported police SWAT teams, a helicopter. They'll use helicopters. They tried to burn out Ruby Ridge with a helicopter. And at least one armored vehicle converged on a field near the home. This morning, authorities have not said if they were moving in to arrest the fugitives. If they burned them out, my God.
Fugitives? Fugitives from what?
The Browns have been barricaded. Well, when CPS tries to take your child and you don't let them and you leave out the back door, they announce it's a kidnapping on the news. 99% of the time they hear an Amber Alert, it's some parents who the CPS tried to take their child, so they've left, and it's fugitives, fugitives. The Browns have been barricaded inside their home for several months after being convicted of tax evasion. They did not even attend their sentencing hearing, in which they were sentenced to 5 years in prison. You know what? The tree of liberty is watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I'm telling you, if they burned them out, if they stormtroopered them, it's only going to increase the power of the patriot movement. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you know a Jingo solar front are $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Your own personal Jesus.
By the way, we're going to be protesting against the New World Order, the North American Union, and for Ed Brown today at 7 o'clock in front of Rick Perry's. In fact, now it's going to be about that. And you say, why in Texas? Because he's one of the head New World Order minions in the U.S. now. He's been to Bilderberg. It's all part of this great evil. This is where Waco happened. No more Wacos. We're going to have a demonstration tonight at 7 o'clock. We were going for Bilderberg. It'll be about that, too. I'm going to be out there at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, Jack McClam just called us 20 minutes ago. He was on the phone with the sheriff in the county there. I'm told he just contacted us. We're getting him lined up right now. Do you have Jack McClam yet? I'm sure 50 million people are calling his number right now. Do we have Jack? God, I need a bigger staff. My people work so hard and do such a good job. John's not coming to me. He must be on the phone. Let's go back to Pastor Butch Paul. Butch, I hope you're wrong. I hope that, I'm not saying hope you're wrong. I hope this report you got is wrong. But again, we have to report it as it comes in, which is unconfirmed report that the house is on fire. But every other unconfirmed report up to this one has been confirmed. In my gut, it fits the M.O., the person leaving in the morning, the drone the night before, and now a fire. That's what these cowards do is they burn people out, and they like to shoot them as they run out burning. It's part of the fun. And if they burn them out, I just, We need to get, you know, a week or so to have the local grand jury indict these criminals. But, of course, they back everybody off so they can carry out the murder silently. I'm going to say this. In any battle, John, are you there? Okay, good. I didn't even know that I was calling for Butch and he didn't come back. Do we have Jack McClam? Okay, good. We're getting him on. I'm going to have Butch on with us, too. I'm going to say this right now. I'm not afraid to die. Okay, and believe me, at my animal level, I like to fight. I mean, I tear into people all the time. I mean, I was a maniac growing up, folks, and I like fighting two or three people. I mean, I like having odds down. I'm an animalistic person. And I'm not saying I'm a tough guy either. No, I've just got a couple screws loose, and everybody knows it. But the point here is that I'm a pretty macho person. Okay, I'll tell you right now. When people see me run up to 500 Reconquistas threatening me and tell them, you know, bring it on. I mean, I've learned to control myself because I've had this attitude of let's just go ahead and get it on, okay? There's nothing I'd like better, believe me. And I'm going to say this, and I can be the big coward here out in the public and everything. If they've killed Edna Lane Brown, or if they've burned him out, or if they've surrounded, and we know they've surrounded him and they've said they're moving in, and we sit there and let the word of this spread, because that's what happened at Lexington and Concord. It took weeks for this thing to really get cranking, and in the scheme of time, if we let the news of this get out and how they burned them out or what they truly did, once we find out, that will build our forces even greater. They are doing this to preemptively try to make us launch military operations against the New World Order, take over the U.S. because they're losing on the immigration bill. They're losing on the North American Union and the Pan American Union through CAFTA. They are losing on their Second Amendment grabs. They are losing on every front. We are taking over. Las Vegas odds have gone from 15 to 1, you know, 100 to 1, 15 to 1, to now saying he is the leader. He's the only Republican that can beat the Democrats. They're now saying that by primary time, this is major. These are the people that aren't ever wrong, folks. I mean, rarely. They are panicking right now, and they want to pick a fight now and chew up all their idiot cops and dumb-down military. And just like, I'm not knocking you. You're brain dead. You've been brainwashed. You've been under major mind control. We have tried to be your friends. Oh, Jesus, God help. I can't believe we're in the middle. Folks, I know the country. This isn't people 10 years ago in the Patriot Movement shooting their mouths off about shooting. Do you realize police and military? There are millions of former special forces and other people who want to start killing you. Do you fools understand that if it starts, you're going to be dead everywhere? Within days, you're going to be in armored compounds in citadel fashion. We will literally kick the living hell out of you. I don't want this to start. Okay? This is about to start. Do you understand that? Do you understand people want to come after you? Do you understand you idiots are being used? Now, I'm just asking people, do we need to wait a few days before this stuff kicks off? I'm calling for calm. Call me a coward if you want. Let's bring up Butch Paul, then Jack McClam, who was just, but I mean, Butch, I'm not trying to be cowardly here. In fact, I'm afraid right now to even come out here and tell you what I really think, because I'm afraid of people thinking I'm a coward. That's my only fear. I'm saying, do we want to give them their war now? Butch, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying, Alex, that if this were you or your brother or sister or your mom or dad or your children, what would you do?
You know, quite frankly, this is all happening live. I mean, obviously, I'd want people to rise up for me, but frankly, if I could coldly sit back and know that I was a sacrifice who would literally increase our power a year from now to defeat them, I just want to beat them. So I'm looking at strategy.
I understand.
Sometimes you can't do strategy.
I understand.
Forget the maneuvers. Go straight at them.
Well, you know, if it's you or I, we wouldn't mind being a sacrifice. Understand that. But if this were your brother or sister, mom or dad or son or daughter.
I couldn't control myself.
No, you could not. Now, this is somebody's brother or sister, somebody's mom or dad, somebody's whatever, and somebody cares enough, and this has got. I won't say, Alex. I mean, this is another crossroads. Are we going to?
It's a test.
It's a test, and are we going to fail another one? I mean,
absolutely. Well, you know, we failed Waco, but then that energized the whole movement today.
It did for a while.
And then they carried out Oklahoma City to try to blame it on us. But it doesn't work anymore. Everybody knows they're behind the terror. It's on the front page of the Jerusalem Post that Israel's staging terror.
You know, look at this from a pastor's viewpoint. That's what I am. I'm a Christian. I'm a non-violent person. Anyone knows me. That's my 5 grandbabies. I'm a wuss, and they know it. I'm a non-violent person. But when someone attacks an innocent person...
You were running black ops in Cambodia. Just stay there. Let me go to Jack McClam. Let's go to Jack McClam right now. Jack, who was there at Ruby Ridge, who got the family out, who they caught it on video and they tried to burn the building up with a helicopter with a bladder full of gasoline. Jack, I pray to God it isn't true. Have you gotten any intel on whether that house is on fire or is that bull?
No, I haven't got any intel. I talked to the sheriff's office just about a half hour ago when I heard that this was going on, and the sheriff is conveniently out of town.
Yeah.
Like, that's the same thing they did up at Ruby Ridge. Same thing at Ruby Ridge, and the sheriff in Waco handed over jurisdiction to the feds.
And left.
The only buddy was in the office is a gal named Barbara, who's the secretary of the sheriff. And so we didn't do very well, and she told me she was going to take her phone off the hook because she can't get her work done, so she's not concerned at all.
Yeah, she's going to get her work done, eat her sandwich while people die.
Yeah. So I told her, I said that we had sent our sheriff's video to the sheriff 6 months ago or more, showing that he is in total control when the feds come into town. We've got the sheriff's video.
It's an absolute fact.
You know, and showing him what his power and jurisdiction is, and I told her, I said, I need to get the message to those on the scene that if they turn it over to the feds, people are going to die. And I said, it doesn't have to be that way. If the sheriff will stay in control, or his men, that they will have, they can have a peaceful conclusion of this thing.
I'm looking at Ed and Lane Brown. They're great people. They're great people in the live free or die state. They are literally living that maxim. I got to bring up the key point here. Jack, you know this. You saw Ruby Ridge with Waco. You know those are the zeniths of the whole resistance. If those wouldn't have happened and the feds wouldn't have done that, we wouldn't have the movement today that's defeating the amnesty, defeating the North American Union. We're having victories. A strategy wise, not in a hot-blooded way, and I understand that, but I don't think we can control people. And the feds may even stage something and say the Patriots did it. You know, I mean, that's what they do.
You know, and Alex, and
what they'll do.
Alex and Jack, you know, this boils down to something that we need to think about. The IRS and the federal government obviously doesn't need their pittance, their tax. That is not the point. They're losing control when they know that. If one person gets by with this, then others will do the same thing. So they must make an example of Andy Lane. That's what's going on right now. They're trying to scare the people back in the box, back in the cage. They don't need the money. Money's not the issue. It's a power trip, and they cannot allow us to take a stand. They'll take us out one at a time, and God forbid it just blow into a full scale revolution. But if it does, then so be it. I don't see any.
Well, let me get Jack McClam's take on that, and then if we still got Fred Smart and Tim, or is it Jim, who know Ed and been doing a show with him? If they're still there, I want to go back to them in a moment and keep both you gentlemen on. We're suspending all other programming now. I'm even trying to get Ted to suspend some of the ads here. I'll pay for him. I don't care. Gentlemen, so much is, Jack, I mean, I know you're having the same thoughts. You know, you're a veteran, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona's history. You've been, you know, 27 years, police and military against the New World Order. We knew this was coming. We're having so many strides peacefully right now. We're starting to turn the corner. I know they've got to be stood up for. We don't know if they're dead. We don't know if they've really been burnt out. It says that they've evacuated the area and, quote, the federal and state forces, paramilitary forces have, quote, moved against them. That is confirmed. They've been moved against. At least they got in on the property. They're encircling them, the bare minimum. Jack, I mean, what do you see happening? We can't control all the people out there that are going to go off and start.
What I think it is, and I have agreement with some of my friends in the military and law enforcement, is they're looking for an event to push us into a violent confrontation so they can suspend the First Amendment and we cannot reach any more people. This may very well be the event they're pushing to try to get everybody to go there.
And they've been having Fox News TV productions and dramas on NBC. Every TV show I've seen with dramas, with the cop shows now, is where talk show hosts, and a lot of times they'll even have names like Alex, and they'll be from Texas. I mean, it's people joke that it's always an archetype of me. And then there's a standoff. We report it. It causes a riot. The cops mow everybody down and then ban free speech. So you were getting that from intel.
That's what they want to do because we're winning, brother. We're winning. And my dear brother there with you, Pastor, you know we're winning. And if they can push us now, right now, into starting the war, we lose and they win.
Well, if
they can't push us into starting a violent revolution at this moment, they lose because we continue to go waken people. If they kill that family, then they lose big time if we still have the First Amendment. But if we go to war with them right now, then they win because we can't reach any more people, and that is exactly what they want to do.
Well, whatever happens, let me just say this, and then Butch can jump in. Whatever happens, it's the globalist's fault, and they caused this, and they're a bunch of murdering scum. Go ahead.
Okay, now my question is this, and I'm not trying to be a provocator here by any means. If we don't do it, if we don't take a stand and we'll say go to war, the feds will do it for us and blame it on us, and that's going to happen. It's happened before. It happened in Oklahoma City. Obviously, that happened. But here's a question, Jack and Alex. I mean this sincerely. This is a sincere question, not a way to cause an argument. But how many innocent lambs do we allow to be slaughtered as a way to further our cause? I mean, can we justify that before a holy God?
Well, listen. I'm being Hold on, everybody. I'm being completely honest here. No other talk show host would get on the air and have an open discussion about how this will empower the movement for liberty and freedom. Listen, I'm not saying people shouldn't resist. We're having an open discussion. This is the number one biggest show in the country, biggest websites. Everybody's listening right now, millions, and they're wanting to know. We have a great responsibility. I'm just not going off half-cocked yet because we don't know what's really happened there. But I'm telling you, if these bastards kill them, the blood is on their hands, and they've drawn first blood 10,000 times. Jack McClam, go ahead.
Well, we win. If they kill that family, now I'm telling you right now, I'm here at my home, and if I were in that position, I know that if they came in and killed me, that we would win in the freedom movement. We would win because they wouldn't have pushed us into going to this violent confrontation that they want to put us under martial law and end our growth of awakening people. Is tremendous right now.
It is tremendous.
People, they're scared to death of it. They want to shut us down, and this could very well be the way they're trying to do it, is to get us to respond with our weapons all across the country into that area, and we'll be under martial law, and there won't be any more people brought to the knowledge that the bad guys are.
And let's be clear, then phase two starts that the police and military haven't been told, even as high as one-star generals. You are all to be chewed up in the fight with us. You're going to be completely defeated. I want them to know this. There's no doubt we will destroy you. We will smash you. We can totally, totally defeat you, just obliterate you. Now, here's the point. Then they're going to bring in the foreign troops, and then it's on. Starvation, it's going to look like New Orleans nationwide, and don't you think for a minute the globalists aren't planning it. Everything they've done is for the moment we have now reached. We are in the...
Yes.
This is... I ask God to give us guidance.
Well,
this is unbelievable.
I ask this question again now. And I totally agree with Jack. I'm willing to be a sacrificial lamb. I would be honored to die for the cause. Right now,
if they would kill me and it would help
the cause,
awaken people, I would say go ahead and kill me.
Right, here's my question. And I mean, I'm asking this question as trying to be a pastor here in a sense. Do we have the right, though, to volunteer them to be a sacrificial lamb? Do we have the right to
say... Well, they have volunteered. They said ready to die.
I hear, but do we have a right, though, to say, hey, go ahead and take them out. That's just one more lamb for the slaughter to further the cause. Now, that's a serious question. I mean, now we let...
Okay, I think, brother, you know, I pray every night that God stops George Bush and company from doing another false flag operation, because if he does that, they will convince the American people that it was Iran and we got to go into Iran. And so the same way here, I pray, and I've already prayed this morning, that the people will not go there in mass because that is what this is all about. I feel it in my heart. They're trying. They know that everybody's been praying for and thinking and knowing about Ed Grand and his family, Ed Brown and his family, and this is the way they hope to push us into the violent revolution and end our growth of awakening God's people.
But do you think, and again, I'm asking the question, it's been on my heart for a long time. I'm 58 years old, I've been preaching 30 years, so I've been pondering this a long time. Do you think that we're going to win a tyranny by voting or by talking? The tyrants will not back down, but they won't be petitioning out of office. They won't
the
be voting
point is,
office.
Is that no one can doubt that our force is growing and growing and growing, and it's important we're having this discussion. We need to get more information. We're going to skip this break. Do we still have the other gentleman on, Mr. Smart and others? Gentlemen, yeah. I want to let you go, but I'd like you to pop back in here on Genesis as the day unfolds. I know you've got your own program you've got to do here in a few minutes.
I got three things to say.
Okay, who is this?
Oh, hi. This is Tim.
Okay, go ahead, Tim.
Chicago area. I got three things to say, basically, Alex. One is Nemo me impune lacet, which is Latin for no man injures me with impunity. When the law no longer works, we go back to the higher law, the older law, and that is the law of revenge. Secondly,
law of the jungle.
Michael Collins' gambit. What we're facing here is something we got to be smart about. If, as Jack McLam said, if they have killed this family and these people, we cannot do a frontal assault like Amon D. Valera wanted to do back in the early 1920s. Michael Collins is the one who says, no, you go for the head. That's when he put the unit together and simply said, you take out the British leaders and you take out the Irish collaborators. The third thing is leaderless resistance. Everybody can look it up. This is something that can't be coordinated. It has to come out of your heart. The point is, you cannot
it's called
have
total
a frontal
resistance.
Assault.
It's called total resistance.
Yeah. We cannot have a frontal assault. It's just it'd be suicide.
No, actually, a frontal assault would win as well, sir. It's a tidal wave. They're a bunch of cowards. I've seen these guys. I mean, look at them in Virginia, hiding behind trees. Listen, I appreciate you. Let's go now. Go to Mr. Smart. Mr. Smart, comments.
Yeah, Alex. I'm a big fan of just the power of prayer and action. In a positive light, if you get people activated and motivated to get out and walk and run and pray, I don't care if you're praying the rosary, but you're getting outside, a peaceful grouping of tens of thousands, if not millions of people, in and around Plainfield, in and around Lebanon, is needed right now.
I agree, and I appreciate you. Check in with us later. God bless you, my friend, and I appreciate you with your reports.
It's the folks up here in the New Hampshire area that can get over there with video cameras right now.
That's the key.
Get out there right now, video all this, get it on video, get that information out.
Don't be cowards. Drive up to the checkpoint and at least get video of that.
Absolutely.
Show these murderers.
And this, sacrificial lamb. Okay, we'll say this could be another sacrificial lamb to further the cause. I'm not going to debate that. That could very well could be. But, again, I don't know that I have a right to choose who gets to be the sacrificial lamb and who doesn't.
Let's just wait and see. Let me get a comment from Jack McClam real quick.
Well, I'm a warrior for the Vietnam War, and I worked the war zone in South Phoenix for years, lost seven of my fellow officers down there in South Phoenix. I would like to go kick butt. I mean, I would like to go clean house, but I know their plan, and I don't want to be a part of initiating their shutdown of this wonderful awakening going on in America today, and I think that's what this is all about. So we have to be wise. And we have to think about what their plans are and why they're doing this. And if our dear brother goes to heaven to be with the Lord and his family, we'll see him again one day. But I know how I feel, that if I could help the freedom movement awaken more people with my death, I would do it tomorrow. I would have them come in, do me tomorrow. So we have to be wise. I don't like it. I would love to go in and just kick butt and take our country back. But we will have more people next week with us if they kill this family in the weeks after than they won't even imagine. They're hoping they can get us to do something violent as a group of people around the nation. So I say that we must pray. We should go there and pray and hold fast, and we should all fast and pray to the Lord that the family be protected. But let God's will be done. We have to awaken more people. Our main goal is to keep on the First Amendment, allowing us to awaken more and more people, because it's scaring the tar out of the enemy of God.
Well, I'll say this. I don't just say this for effect. It's true. They are imploding. Everyone's waking up. They're losing all credibility. They are in InfoWar retreat. We are surging. And I guarantee you, they're probably going to nuke Chicago in the next month. There's no telling what the globe. I can just tell you right now, everybody feels it. Everybody knows that it's all coming to a head right now. And it's just everything. I'm talking about the next year. It's all accelerating. And whatever happens, happens. But I guarantee you, those dumb cops and those dumb military people have no idea that they're being used right now.
You know, what you just said is very true.
They have no idea.
What you said is very true. They're going to do something to escape martial law, no matter what it is. Whether we do it or they do it, they're going to do it. I don't know when. I don't know how. And I'm not saying if anybody go up and do anything, we'll say violent. And I, honestly, I'm not, Jack. I'm saying, but what do we do? When do we draw the line? When do we say no more? It's enough. Where? And we murdered 50 million innocent children in the womb, and no one stopped that yet. We let sodomites and lesbians take over the country and run offices and control us. When do we say no more as a people? How long will it take before we say we die by the means, or we die one at a time? What difference does it make?
Well,
we
I've never seen so many police officers and soldiers waking up in my 27 years of doing this work, and I want to see that continue.
We're winning.
More and more police and soldiers wake up. I just talked to a guy this morning over there on the East Coast that has his sheriff awake now and communicating with us. And brother, if a couple more of our people have to die right now so we can continue this great awakening, so be it. That's the way it's got to be. And that's not the warrior in me speaking. I want to go kick butt. And take these people out.
But you've
got
to realize, we will kick the butt.
Years.
I want to make this point. We will kick the butt of worthless scum minions in black uniforms that the New World Order wants to die. Remember that. What the fellow said earlier, if they start the martial law, the mass roundups, it is the resistance model used against the Germans in Europe. It is the resistance model used over and over again. That is the model. And everybody needs to understand that. And if you don't know what lone wolf resistance is, you better learn real fast, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I do know that something's going to give in the very near future. In my spirit, I sense this. I know you do, Jack. I know you do, Alex. Something is going to break soon. I don't know when. I'm not a prophet, but I'm also not unlearned.
But I do feel it in the spirit. Everybody feels it. I can't even sleep now.
No, it's imminent. It's going to be in a minute. It's just like when I was going to be shelled. When I was in Cameron Bay and Phuket and other places. When I knew the shelling was imminent, it's a gut feeling that you know it's coming. Get ready. Now, this may be the key, and this is what I fear. I mean this sincerely. If we don't intercede, now I'm not telling us to do it, I'm just making a comment here. If we don't do it, will the feds do it and blame us anyway? They're going to have their way.
But that's a key point. I mean, in my life, I have had a feeling right before a car came out of nowhere and hit me in the car. I've had feelings right before somebody tried to mug me. And you're saying, and I've talked to a lot of people, that right before you get shelled at random times, you'd know when they were coming before it even started.
And I want to just tell you how bad it's getting. I put out a monthly news magazine called the Minuteman News. And I've had two people now, one from Ohio, one from Pennsylvania, call me that were pulled over by cops, saw the magazine on the front seat of the car. Now, this is the God's truth, I'm telling you right now. I just had one call today.
I understand.
They called one, the gentleman in Ohio, they called an FBI, the terrorist task force, to come and arrest him. That's the truth. And they took me for 5 hours and interrogated him because he copied my magazine on the front seat along with the Constitution and a roadmap. And they called him Pennsylvania this morning. The cops said, that magazine is subversive material. This time next year, he said, this time next year, you'll be arrested for the magazine in your possession. That's why.
Yeah, they're already telling the cops martial law is coming. And it was in AP last week that Christians, it even said gay rights groups, environmental groups, everybody gets arrested. Good God. Stay there, Jack McLean. Stay there, Butch Paul. I want to hear more about this. You called the police, and they told you, next year this time we're coming to arrest you. My God. Everybody, you know it's coming. This is so horrible.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.